This is a declaration for Lisa Ford, LISA FORD. Date of birth 5/23/74. Date of service is June 11, 2024. The patient is here after an absence of more than 6 months. She was last seen on 11/2/2023. The patient has never been wanting to do any surgical procedure or any injection procedures. Allegedly, she reports that she had got better, but her pains have come back, and she was discharged from physical therapy in November of last year, November 23rd. The patient was discharged from physical therapy on 11/2/2023 and has been doing reasonably well. She is back to work, but the pains have come back. She alleges that the accident of 11/26/2022 is responsible for all her symptoms. She describes that currently she is suffering from pain in the lower back, and it hurts to stand and or sit for a period of time. She reportedly has pain in the left shoulder and is unable to raise her arm beyond 100 degrees. She also reports that her neck hurts to turn side to side. In addition, the patient has headaches that are frontal and back of the head. Headaches are only 3, neck pain is only 4, lower back pain is 7 to 8, shoulder pain is the worst at around 10. She has had an extensive physical therapy, chiropractic treatments, and all other ancillary treatment medications. She was expected to do home exercises, and so she is being readmitted after being discharged from here. According to her, the pains are continuous, and they are throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel, aching, tender, splitting in her description. Pain level is from 4 to 6, except for the left shoulder, which is 10. And she has a hard time moving beyond 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Modifying factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved with pain medication, physical therapy, pain patches. There is an associated numbness in the left posterior part of the buttock and the thigh up to the knee. She has had various X-rays, MRIs that have been again reviewed at the end of the visit today. She has had an extensive chiropractic treatment, physical therapy treatment, massages. Also, she has had multiple visits to psychologists, counseling, neuropsych, psychiatrist, and tremendous amount of medications. In the system review, please review the record for the system review. Again, for the surgical history, she had a surgery on the right shoulder with Dr. Lima on 12/6/2018. Allergies to naproxen, doxycycline. Kindly review the chart for the family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and personal history. Also for the ADLs. In the history of the automobile accident, the patient was involved in the automobile accident as happened on 11/23/2022 near I-696. And was rear-ended by a semi-truck. She went to the hospital and was discharged the same day. And It was a low speed impact. Patient was wearing seat belt. Airbag did not deploy. Patient even did not go to the hospital the same moment of the accident, although ambulance came to the scene. Her car was not total. Bumper in the rear and the trunk of the rear was damaged. Windshield was not broken. Internally, all the structures were intact, including headrest, steering wheel, seat belts. In the beginning, patient did not have a direct trauma to the head or the neck. Mild chest pain due to the seat belt tightening and a whiplash injury for head moving forward and backward to the headrest. But no other issues. No injury to the ankle, hip, knees, feet, or upper extremities, except for the left shoulder, but there was no direct trauma. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 151/116. Pulse 79, pulse ox is 100. Height 5'11", weight 116. 48-year-old African American female, average build, nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No anxiety, lethargy, pain phases are noticed, no shortness of breath. Good attitude and demeanor is exhibited by the patient. Well dressed, she is able to walk normally without any adaptive device. Gait is normal. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, which are musculature examination is completely normal. No muscle spasm is noticed. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal. Spine tenderness is not present in the cervical spine. And in the lumbar spine, mild tenderness at L5-S1 and bilateral SI joint is still present. No tenderness is noticed in the left shoulder. Although range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, with positive Hawking-Kennedy test, positive speed test, near test, but no other positive finding in the shoulder, no dislocation, and no tender points at AC joint, and the range of motion of the cervical spine. The forward flexion is 50, extension is 50 in the cervical spine. Bilateral side flexion is 50 and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, all the maneuvers are completely negative from cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine. Hoffman sign, Sperling, Lermit test, distraction test, Soto Hall, myelopathy signs are all absent, negative. Roos test negative, slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Dragger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Babinski sign is negative. And SI joints are mildly tender. However, the Gonsner test and the Faber test, distraction test, compression test, and standing flexion test are all negative. In the left shoulder, please mention that there are no local tenderness, including AC joint. Range of motions are limited to active motion to 100 degrees of abduction. There is a painful after that, and pain is around 7 to 10. However, anterior posterior apprehension test was negative, drop arm test was negative, but Hawking-Kennedy test was still positive. Diagnosis is the same as like this, general V89.2X60, S09.90XA, CNS R51, R42, PNS M79.2, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA, M53.82, lumbar spine M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA, SI spine M46.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy. Patient can continue doing physical therapy once a week, focusing on the left shoulder and SI joint, and maybe L5-S1 area as the pathology is still present. Laser treatment is advised, acupuncture is advised, chiropractic treatment is advised for the patient. Physical therapy, and the disability, patient is released to light duty job 7 hours, 5 days. And no weights. Max were reviewed, and the labs have been reviewed. Patient is provided the following medications to begin. Mobic, 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Sportran, 50 milligram Q12 RPRN for pain. Elevate, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder pain relief. Pericet, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Patient is advised to do yoga exercises at home. Therapy at home, stretching of the spine, as well as various exercises as advised by the therapist. Laser treatment was strongly advised. Patient can continue doing counseling for her headaches, and she is not acutely depressed, so no depression or psychiatry visit is needed. She was referred to a neurologist for managing the headaches, but the headaches are now minimal and is not warranted. Patient is strongly advised based on the MRI finding to have a 3 or 4 injection of lumbar epidural steroid injections and 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine for cervical epidural steroid injection, as well as 3 to 4 injections to the left shoulder involving the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. A MRI and arthrogram of the left shoulder was ordered, and the patient is found to have no tear in the rotator cuff or labral tear. Completely normal. So it appears that she has healed up completely. Patient will be seen in 1 month time. And if she has any questions, she is more than welcome to call us and check with us. Thank you. Yeah.